Hi everyone, I thought I'd do an intro to my intro just to give more insight into my psyche. Maybe a scary place according to some, but I have a very unique way of seeing things, of perceiving things. I like to ask difficult common sense questions, which is, sounds a bit of a conundrum, but the things I ask is are the things that's right under your nose that you may not pay attention to each and every day. They're the things that may give you a sense of deeper freedom within yourself. In my view, they're things worth considering. And I like to unravel, I like to encourage others to take ownership of what they think and feel. When we take ownership, then we become responsible for our thoughts and feelings. We cannot blame another. I feel the key to happiness is by taking responsibility for ourselves. So I like to challenge the way most people think, and it's a great passion of mine. I have done my diploma in clinical hypnosis. I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I've done performance-enhancing hypnosis on athletes in the 90s with great results, if I may say so myself. I've been searching when I played sport. I wanted the best decision. I wanted to unravel things. I wanted to discover I was suffering. I wanted answers. I like asking the difficult questions within. I like to put your people's focus inward and ask common sense things that no one thinks about. And I've been helping people in different areas with alternative therapies, healing over 30 plus years. The key to happiness and fulfillment is self-reflection. And these are the things that I feel are key to reflect on, to seek answers, to potentially bring freedom. And I discovered a deeper peace than I never thought I could have had in the past. And the inner journey is the greatest journey in my experience you will ever embark on. And this is it. This is it. It's what it's all about. I hope at the very least I give you something new to consider that may spark some change within. That's my passion. I apologize for any change in my voice, as this was done secondary. I realized I need to offer a bit more insight into my psyche. I hope you enjoy the insights as we go to the main intro right now with a bit more insight into my life. I've been on the spiritual journey, seeking understanding since teenage years, going through suffering and not knowing the way out, arm wrestling in my mind, being confused, feeling misunderstood, not valued, being harsh within myself, judging myself. I played rugby league, and I felt during these years I did pretty well because I had anger issues. And so it helped me play representative football for New South Wales Schoolboys. And I had a contract with Parramatta Eels in the early 90s. And I did pretty well considering, I feel, because of my anger issues, and it was a way of venting. And there were some issues here though, because the no matter what I did, no matter how hard I trained, if I played well, I felt really good within myself, but there was always a void, a hole that I couldn't fill within me. And I got into hypnosis. I did my diploma in clinical hypnosis when I was 21. And I wanted to discover more understanding on how to control the mind and how to enhance your performance and release yourself from suffering, or myself from suffering. In the sort of towards mid-90s, I was doing some performance-enhancing hypnosis on some athletes with some pretty good results. And I discovered that you could control and you can steer the mind in certain directions. There are ways to do this, but then it doesn't really resolve issues. Like if you're carrying some burdens within, things you can't let go of, you can program yourself for performance, for work or for a sporting event, but this doesn't dissipate the issues underlying. So in the 90s I also discovered meditation, healing aspects, spirituality, and I embarked on a journey where of self-discovery. And I remember when
when I came to Perth, I had a contract with the Western Reds in 94. They started 95, actually. I was there contracted a year early. And I discovered through some connections in WA, I discovered spirituality more in-depthly. And in 1999, I went on a trip to Denmark, WA. And I remember still having anger issues. I'd been learning ways to heal, esoteric healing and other healing courses. And I went down to Denmark. And I remember Gangaji was in Denmark, and she's from America. And I went down there to see this master. And when I arrived, there's this big marquee, there's all these people sort of chanting and just holding hands sort of in a circle and sort of rocking and chanting and things. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, look at all these crazy people. I thought, I'm not like that, they're not like me. And I was a bit spun out. I went down there with my teacher at the time, spiritual teacher at the time, and some friends that were all into spirituality. And so I went down there without like judging the people that were in the area or that were attending. But when I was in the tent and I saw Gangaji for the first time and the love in her eyes and how it captivated, or how she captivated people just by love, through love. I remember thinking, you know, wow, like that is amazing. And despite the appearances of everyone that attended, I remember thinking, I want to be just like that. I want to learn to discover my heart. And not to say that that is, you know, exactly how I am or anything like that, but that inspired me to really search, to go deeper. And from there, I went to India and I went there to see a guru, to possibly have a guru. And I became part of the Sacha lineage. I became a follower of Maharaji, Shantimaya, Amitabha. And my life really started changing. And a lot of people say, or some say, you have a guru, it's not a good thing. You put them on a pedestal. And, you know, everyone has their own view, and that's obviously okay. But for me, my experience, and this is all I'm looking to speak from, is my experience, my understanding, things I've unraveled and understood within myself. So when I was in India, and at times where I could not stand myself, and I felt angry, and I had understood a certain concept of spirituality, but then you, even though you have a mental understanding, you still feel the emotional response within the body, and you still feel certain anxieties or anguish and frustration, and then you question, why am I feeling this when I have the understanding? But you know, it's been said the understanding doesn't fully release until it falls to your heart. So it becomes more of a concept, more than a concept, I should say. And having a guru in India, for me, it's the most potent thing, the most important thing for me, is you go through different levels of understanding, and you do put them on a pedestal because that's your goal. It's my goal. I wanted what they had. But the most powerful thing for me, having a guru in India, Australia, and was that when I could not stand who I was at times, they loved me, and I felt an unconditional love. And I didn't feel it was like it's different with a mother's love or a parent's love, where you feel like they'll love me no matter what, so it doesn't count almost. It's like they're not seeing me, they're looking from a biased point of view. But having a guru for me was, it's like there's no reason for them to be biased. It's like it's, and the love that you feel feels real. And the biggest thing for me was that while being loved, while feeling loved from another being or a guru, when I felt like I couldn't stand myself, instead of thinking, they don't know what they're talking about, or they don't know what that they wouldn't know, I questioned myself. I thought, well, they must be right. I must be wrong. That's a profound thing to think, because that you start questioning the validity of your own thinking, your own thoughts, your feelings. You think, I believe there's a misunderstanding within me. And I went through a number of processes for a period. There's a number of stories, which I may elaborate to you later on, that where I gained insight. But it was such a profound journey. And there were ups and downs, and there was a period where I thought I knew. I'd seen something deeply within myself, and I started writing a book. And within a short period of writing this book, life really challenged me. I had a pretty successful business, sort of financially was doing pretty well. And it all crumbled down in a very short period, and I was getting challenged from all sides. And this next few years was just everything that I thought I knew about myself was just stripped down to bare nothing, to the point where I thought, what is the point in living? I realized that the only thing that can't be taken from me is my intuition, my integrity, unless I hand it over. And in my life, I made a choice, and I risked everything to maintain or keep or enhance that integrity within myself. Because without that, there was no point in my experience. So my book that I've written, I published a book last year, and this talks about similar experiences and certain experiences. So they're real life stories or circumstances that have been experienced. I'm not saying they're all from me, but it gives insight into similarities into my life and perspectives. It's a book that takes you on a deep dive into unjust, what could easily be perceived unjust experiences, and where you feel like things are stacked against you and things, life is unfair. So it will bring up, it's designed to bring up stuff, issues within yourself. And then the latter part of the book is the insights into how myself and others have changed and grown and expanded perspectives to see through suffering. So it's a journey that'll bring up certain aspects, you may feel frustrated, but it gives you the medicine as well that you need, in my experience. So my book, Awakening's a Life's Journey, came out late last year. It made the finals for the Indies Book Awards in America. And I hope you pick it up, have a read. It's the basis on, it gives you insight into my understanding of things, how I perceive things. Not everyone will agree with me, and not everyone backs or supports me. There's obviously those out there that don't like what I'm, that, you know, may misinterpret what I say, what I think, what I feel. May disagree, that's dealt with me in the past. But one thing is for sure, I wish harm on no one. I wish understanding for everyone. And that is from my heart. Since going on this journey, I love gaining insight, assisting others. And I've been successful in healing. I've done a number of different healings, protection. I've done a lot of things over the last 20 odd years and discovered a lot within myself and within others. So in my podcast, I'll be talking about certain of my understanding of how I see things, my experiences, and help to unravel the mind, because I feel unless we question the mind, then we can't truly set ourselves free, and we can become victims of our circumstances. And there is true liberation is within. And obviously, it's nothing like having external things. But ultimately, it's how your mind is managed and seen through. And my true belief is that only understanding will set you free. When you truly understand, you expand your view, and it takes the identification or personalizing the experiences, and you see things from more of a holistic point of view. In this way, we can release our suffering. And I will elaborate on these during these aspects during my podcast. So I hope you join me. I'll be with my friend Linda Melville Main, who's taken, she's been seeking insight into her own journey and understanding, and she's pretty amazing, has a beautiful heart, has a beautiful family. And I hope you enjoy listening to both of us speak, and have any questions, by all means, put them out there, and I'll address things from my understanding, my perspective, and may offer you something that you haven't thought about before, haven't contemplated. The whole beauty of existence and your life is that yours is unique, is unique to yourself. So the enjoyable part is discovering and unraveling your path. And maybe I can assist, maybe I can't, but it's for you to decide. And it's not to convince everyone that my way is the way, but if I can help several or help a few people, if people like my way and how I express, then we could have an enjoyable journey together. So I look forward to the possibility of connecting, interacting, and hopefully we'll talk and communicate, be in touch soon. Hope you enjoy my podcast. Take care.